Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
We are in the very middle of the second week of a wonderful series on restoration that Derek Prince has been teaching us, and it has been a wonderful ride. He has been talking about the restoration of the church, the restoration of Israel, the restoration of us as individuals, and he's been taking a great deal of time to talk about how Israel has been restored in history, the prophecies related to Israel. It really has been a powerful time, and I just want to say as we get started that many of us have a hard time sort of deciding our theology of Israel because we're trying to look at the scriptures and then look at the modern political situation of the nation of Israel and make it all mesh. You know what we need to do? We need to begin by simply accepting the teaching of scripture, and that is that God called the Jews to himself, that he called them his own people, made them into a nation. They rebelled against him, and he took their nation from them in essence and then restored it again in 1948. And now we're living in a very special time in history where God has continuing to restore not only Israel, but also the church. This is the simple teaching of Scripture. And if we'll accept it, we'll understand not only the whole theme of restoration, but we really will understand what God is doing prophetically in our times. So get your Bible, get something to write with, pull some friends close, and let's listen now as Derek Prince continues to teach us on the theme of the restoration of Israel.
All this week I'm sharing with you on the theme of Israel's restoration. Yesterday we looked at just a few of the many prophetic passages which predict that as this age comes to its close, God will regather and restore Israel as a nation. We concluded that it is only logical to believe that the promises of restoration will be fulfilled just as accurately and just as completely as the prophecies of dispersal which were given at the same time and from the same source. Today we'll go one step further and look at the process of restoration. We will see that biblical prophecy not merely predicts the regathering of Israel, it actually gives very clear and accurate pictures of just how and by what means that regathering will be accomplished. Let me turn for you to Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6. Ho there, flee from the land of the north, declares the Lord, for I have dispersed you as the four winds of the heavens. We notice that this is given at a time that relates to a situation in which Israel has been dispersed to all the corners of the earth, the four winds of heaven, and there's an urgent warning to flee from the land of the north. Now, we need to bear in mind that in the Bible, when the points of the compass are given, they always relate to the land of Israel. North is north of Israel, east is east of Israel, and so on. So the land of the north essentially would be such countries as Germany, Poland, and Russia. And then in Jeremiah 3, verses 12 and 14, we have another prediction that relates toward the land of the north. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, faithless Israel, declares the Lord. I will not look upon you in anger, for I am gracious, declares the Lord. I will not be angry forever. Return, O faithless sons, declares the Lord. For I am a master to you, and I will take you one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. Notice again the emphasis on the land of the north, areas such as Germany, Poland, and Russia. Very, very urgent call to the descendants of Israel to escape from those lands while it is still possible. One of the tragedies of Jewish history is that the Jewish people as a whole were not aware that these prophecies related to them at this time, and they did not act on the urgent warning of God. And who knows how many lives could have been saved if Israel at that time had understood and acted on these prophecies. At the close of World War II, I was myself resident in the land of Israel, and I witnessed the exact fulfillment of what God says in Jeremiah, one from a city and two from a family. Time and time again, we saw that out of a whole family of maybe scores or even more than 100 members, only two would have escaped. And they came each from a different city and we're reunited in Israel. So I want you to see how very, very exact the predictions of Scripture are. Then let's look in Jeremiah chapter 16, verses 14 and 16, where there's another picture of the process by which the Lord will regather Israel. Therefore, behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when it will no longer be said, as the Lord lives who brought up the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives who brought up the sons of Israel from the land of the north and from all the countries where he had banished them. For I will restore them to their own land, which I gave to their fathers. Notice that the exodus of Israel from Egypt, which is the historic real basis of their national history, celebrated each year at Passover, is going to be much less significant than this final regathering, so that no longer will the Jewish people speak about their deliverance out of Egypt, but they'll talk about their deliverance from the land of the north and from all countries where God had banished them. Notice again the special emphasis on the land of the north, Germany, Poland, and Russia. And then in the next verse, the Lord describes how he's going to achieve his objective. Behold, I'm going to send for many fishermen, declares the Lord, and they will fish for them. And afterwards I shall send for many hunters, and they will hunt them from every mountain and every hill and from the clefts of the rocks. Notice the difference between fishers and hunters. Fishers draw their prey toward them with a bait that attracts them, but hunters drive them from behind with fear. And in the years before World War II, both the fishers and the hunters were at work. The fishers were the Zionists, pleading with the Jewish people in Europe to escape to a land of freedom before it was too late. The hunters then followed the Nazis, literally driving them from every mountain, from every hill, from the clefts of the rocks. God does exactly what he says. When he sets his hand to accomplish something, he'll do it, and he'll do it the way that he says. Again and again, this is the lesson that we learn from studying God's dealings with Israel and his predictions concerning them.
You know, one of the great truths of Israel is also true of our own life, and that is that God was speaking warnings, prophecies of things that would come, promises of restoration to the people of Israel that they didn't even know pertained to them. And only later, as they look back upon their history, did they understand what the prophets were saying. Fortunately, we have a greater level of insight than that by the Holy Spirit. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Few people realize that the Church and the Nation of Israel have two closely connected but very distinct destinies. Or that, as history's clock ticks, the paths of the Church and of Israel get closer together. In fact, it's only a matter of time before they converge. In his classic book, The Destiny of Israel and the Church, Derek Prince pulls back the curtain of prophecy and reveals the separate roles that Israel and the Church will play as we hurtle forward into the last days. Discover why, as these prophetic paths converge, we will find ourselves in a season of the most dramatic and earth-shaking developments in all of human history. What lies just ahead, and how should believers respond? Order The Destiny of Israel and the Church by Derek Prince at the special price of only $9.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. In a day in which many Christians are confused or are falling prey to false teachings about the place of Israel in God's plan of redemption, Derek Prince offers a voice of clarity and biblical authority. In a season in which too few believers know what God has planned for the church at the climax of history, this book brings us trustworthy answers. Take a moment to order your copy of The Destiny of Israel and the Church, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or securely order your copy for only $9.95 when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and if you're joining me here just for the first moment, you may not be aware that we are in the middle of a second week of wonderful teaching by Derek Prince on the theme of restoration. Today he's on the theme of the restoration of Israel, and he's just about to talk to us out of Jeremiah 18 about the whole beautiful teaching of a potter shaping his vessel on a potter's wheel. Let's listen as Derek teaches us on this massively important theme of the restoration of Israel.
For our next picture of God's way of regathering Israel, we're going to look in Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. The comparison here is that of a potter shaping his vessel on a potter's wheel. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I shall announce my words to you." Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something on the wheel. But the vessel that he was making of clay was spoiled in the hand of the potter. So he remade it into another vessel, as it pleased the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Can I not, O house of Israel, deal with you as this potter does, declares the Lord? Behold, like the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." I've watched a potter at work in the land of Israel on a potter's wheel, just like one that would be used in the Bible. It's fascinating. The wheel spins so fast, the potter holds the most moist clay in his hand, and he shapes the vessel by pressing it against the spinning wheel. Let's see how this applies. First of all, Israel was spoiled the first time in the Lord's hand. He did not throw them away and reject them. He simply stated that he would remake them. That's exactly what he's doing now. He's remolding them. And notice the method. It's applied pressure. That's how the potter shapes his wheel. How is God shaping Israel as a nation at this time? By applied pressure. They're under continuous pressure from all sorts of different sources, different kinds of pressure, military, economic, and so on. But in the midst of all that, God is shaping them again into the kind of vessel that he wants them to be. Now, in closing, let's look at one more picture in Ezekiel chapter 36, beginning at verse 22. "Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you went. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when I prove myself holy among you in their sight. For I will take you from the nations, gather you from all the lands, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances, and you will live in the land that I gave to your forefathers. So you will be my people, and I will be your God." Some very important points to notice there. First of all, the regathering and the restoration is not on account of Israel's righteousness. God says, not for your sakes, but for my holy name's sake. The motive is God's glory. It's to be a demonstration of God's covenant-keeping faithfulness, even when Israel has not been faithful. Secondly, notice that Israel are to be gathered still in spiritual uncleanness. This has been a problem for many Christians who've said, well, Israel still is not obeying God, not believing their prophets, not acknowledging their Messiah. That's true, but God said he would regather them still in their spiritual uncleanness and that he would cleanse them in the land. In a certain sense, I believe it's true that there's only one place on the surface of the earth where God will deal with Israel as a nation, that is in the land that he gave them. Thirdly, God predicts that after regathering, they will be cleansed. He will sprinkle clean water upon them, and they will be clean. The sprinkling of clean water is a type from the Mosaic sacrifices and ceremonials. It represents spiritual cleansing by spiritual means. The result will be inward spiritual renewal. God says he will give them a new heart and a new spirit, and that new heart and new spirit will respond to God's Spirit and will so enable them to keep his laws and his statutes. And in this way, they will be restored to God, and they will be again the people whom God acknowledges as his own, and God will be their God. So that is a very clear prediction of the process of regathering, the order in which events will take place. And once again, we have to acknowledge that God is doing it exactly the way he said he would.
You know, Derek said something so important in this last little bit of teaching. He said that this whole theme of restoration is not on account of Israel's righteousness, but it was a demonstration of God's covenant-keeping faithfulness. And that's the focus we need to keep. It's not about the people of Israel necessarily. It's not about their righteousness. It's about how God is revealing his faithfulness through history. Coming up, the president of Derek Prince Ministries here with me in the studio as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Few people realize that the church and the nation of Israel have two closely connected but very distinct destinies. Or that, as history's clock ticks, the paths of the church and of Israel get closer together. In fact, it's only a matter of time before they converge. In his classic book, The Destiny of Israel and the Church, Derek Prince pulls back the curtain of prophecy and reveals the separate roles that Israel and the church will play as we hurtle forward into the last days. Discover why, as these prophetic paths converge, we will find ourselves in a season of the most dramatic and earth-shaking developments in all of human history. What lies just ahead, and how should believers respond? Order The Destiny of Israel and the Church by Derek Prince at the special price of only $9.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. In a day in which many Christians are confused or are falling prey to false teachings about the place of Israel in God's plan of redemption, Derek Prince offers a voice of clarity and biblical authority. In a season in which too few believers know what God has planned for the church at the climax of history, this book brings us trustworthy answers. Take a moment to order your copy of The Destiny of Israel and the Church, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or securely order your copy for only $9.95 when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and joining me in the studio today is the president of Derek Prince Ministries, Dick Leggett. Dick, thanks for being here, buddy.
Thank you, Stephen. You're doing a great job, and it's always good to be with you.
Oh, you're very kind. Listen, this theme of restoration, particularly restoration of Israel that Derek is on, really vital for our time. How do you see it?
I really agree with you completely. This has been a topic. This restoration topic has been one that I've just been living in for the past year, not personally, but just it's been an area of study. I think the most important thing to remember about what Derek is saying is that it's a process. When he's talking about Israel, he talks about them being restored politically to their land first. But there's always something else that God has in view. He's taking them to a spiritual restoration, and that is key to him. And I think we just need to realize that it's a process. You know, it's as Scripture says, first the natural, then the spiritual. You know, we see it happening right now. We see them being restored to the land in Israel. But we can expect that there will be definitely a spiritual renewal and revival that will take place as well.
And, of course, there's going to be opposition to that, which explains a lot of the anti-Semitism we see in the world today.
Absolutely. Well, I think one thing that you have to realize is that, and I know you do, same for our listeners, is that whenever you're doing something that really is good in God, you're going to encounter resistance. You know, I was impressed by the passage of Scripture where Paul says, a wide door for effective service is open to me. It's in 1 Corinthians 16:9. He says, a wide door of effective service is open to me, and there are many adversaries. It's just a natural spiritual principle that when you start on the path that God wants you to be on, you're going to encounter some opposition, so you might as well just get used to it, you know?
And you know, Dick, this process of restoration with Israel is not just something we should sit back and watch on the evening news and say, well, that's wonderful, but we actually have a role to play, and Derek Prince Ministries is very much active in this whole issue of the restoration of Israel and God's ongoing work with Israel. Can you tell our listeners about that a bit?
Well, absolutely. We have Derek's focus was always always very firmly placed upon Israel. You know, he lived half of the year there for many, many years in Israel. He felt there was a necessity for him to be there, to have just a physical presence there to demonstrate his support for what God was doing in that area. And so we retain that commitment. We have an international office that's based in Jerusalem. Derek Prince Israel is there relating to the people of Israel and relating to other organizations there who are also very keen on the idea of Israel being completely restored and knowing that they're supported in that process.
And how would you urge other churches that really are influenced by Derek Prince's ministry and this broadcast? I mean, what would you urge the local church to be doing in this regard?
Well, I would say, first and foremost, to be praying. You know, the scripture says that we're supposed to be praying for the peace of Jerusalem, and it says that they will prosper who do that. So it's actually in our best interest. But I think there needs to be an emphasis in the church through the teaching process to understand that it's not an isolated process. What happens there has implications for us and for the rest of the church. So we need to be actively engaged in prayer. We need to be actively engaged in support, even if it's just in our thought life, saying, you know, praying and hoping for good things to take place in Israel. You know, that's very important for us to be doing.
Well, you know, and I don't have any problem saying that local churches also should support ministries that are blessing Israel and support Israel that are doing support ministries that are doing work like DPM is doing. And so it may very well be that there are pastors or elders of churches listening right now who really would like to see a portion of their budget go to something that's building something in Israel and helping the process of restoration. And, you know, we're not about just trying to raise money on every cause, but I think this is such a vital issue that people need to know that Derek Prince Ministries is good soil for that kind of investment.
Well, thank you, Stephen, and I appreciate that. And I would encourage people basically to begin to avail themselves of the material that's out there. There are some tremendous books out there. There are books that really will help you to understand what's going on, the process that's taking place in Israel right now. But let's get back, if we can, to this whole idea of restoration. Because I think that's so vital for these days. And one other thing, I'd just like to point to the scripture that Derek talks about, Jeremiah 18. A very important point is that he says that when the process of restoration is going on, it comes through applied pressure. He uses the example of the potter, and that's how the potter shapes the clay. And one thing that God spoke to me that was really encouraging to me was he says that as he watched the potter, Jeremiah watched the potter, the clay was spoiled in his hand. Something went wrong. And that happens in all of our lives. Things go wrong. The thing that encourages me is if I had been that potter, I would have taken that stubborn lump of clay, I would have thrown it against the wall, and I would have said, I'm going to start with another lump of clay. God, in his amazing grace, basically doesn't start with another lump of clay. He kept that piece of clay that had been spoiled in his hands, and he worked it until it came to where it was supposed to be. And that's restoration, brother.
Absolutely. Now, some of the best books on this topic are actually on the website or available through Derek Prince Ministries at derekprince.org. And so can you off the top of your head maybe name a couple of the titles that Derek has on specifically on the nation of Israel and on this theme that we're talking about?
First is Destiny of Israel and the Church. And in that, there's actually a very helpful appendix that has all the promises, all the scriptures that promise that God will not break his covenant with the nation of Israel. And then there's a very helpful pamphlet, Our Debt to Israel, which I think really is one of the most helpful little pamphlets. It's really readable. It's very, very small pamphlet, and you can get your hands around it. And then there's a book called Promised Land. All of these resources will really help anyone who has an interest in Israel really know what God's plans are for that nation.
Well, Dick, you're always informative and inspiring. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Thanks, Stephen. Good to be with you again.
Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everybody at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Thank you for joining us for Derek Prince Legacy Radio. To order your copy of Derek's book, The Destiny of Israel and the Church, give us a call. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This insightful book is only $9.95. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can purchase your copy securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.